This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google, which is owned by Alphabet Incorporated, is worth roughly $1.7 trillion.
I consider myself as an entrepreneur, one of the greatest entrepreneurs of our times. Sergey Brin, who is, as you know, the co-founder and president of Alphabet.
A number that rivals the GDP of some first world nations. This Goliath recently decided that the First Amendment no longer applies to U.S. citizens.
Think of this as a search engine for your fact checks that can help you determine fact from fiction. To add claim review markup, you'll need to provide the following information: the URL of the article, the name of the organization that conducted the fact check. Once you've provided this information, you can click Create to add the markup to the article. Google will then crawl the article and add the markup to its database.
While others in Silicon Valley, tied to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, continue to build a Trojan horse of neo-feudalism.
Reducing that hateful content from being seen is one of the best examples how X is committed to encouraging healthy behavior online.
Internet censorship has grown since the Obama administration to be an unregulated wild beast.
Who needs free speech as long as the economy is going good? Social media, once seen as a mechanism to promote knowledge and understanding and solidarity, has proved to be just as effective promoting hatred and paranoia and propaganda and conspiracy theories.
Fast forward to 2023, and the barely acknowledged federal lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, is revealing a cancerous censorship network that grew between big tech, U.S. intelligence agencies, and the Biden administration, while given cover by a mockingbird media that violently drowned the First Amendment in favor of a level of totalitarianism that directly threatens national security.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Judge Terry Doty calling the Biden administration's efforts a massive attack against free speech and targeted suppression of conservative ideas. The decision means top White House officials and several federal agencies, including the FBI and the Department of Justice, cannot communicate with social media companies for the purpose of urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing in any manner the removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech.
Had a big couple of weeks here, Stuart, with uncovering really a vast censorship enterprise. At least 45 folks from the Biden administration were in constant communication with these social media platforms to censor and suppress speech. Had weekly calls on censorship calls. These social media platforms were changing their terms of service to deplatform folks. And then in addition to that, you had literally a high-ranking Facebook official texting the Surgeon General of the United States saying, hey, we did what you asked, what more can we do?
As the New York Post reported, so far 67 officials or agencies, including the FBI, have been accused in the lawsuit of violating the First Amendment by pressuring Facebook, Twitter, and Google to censor users for alleged misinformation or disinformation. The problem is the mis and disinformation proved to be true.
Right, who makes the decision of what's disinformation, what's truthful, and what's not? I mean, after all, we saw a Russia hoax for years, and that turned out not to be true. We saw the doctors in front of the Supreme Court building talking about potential other treatments, and those videos were all taken down. Now we know that those treatments could have saved many lives.
Unhindered, the Department of Defense contracted a New York-based AI company to deploy software to target disinformation on social media in real time. Meanwhile, Google continues to interfere in U.S. elections, pioneer the forced entry of AI's deep mind into our personal lives, and replace the propagandist mockingbird media with AI journalists, while creating an online media ecosystem that will eliminate disinformation, aka independent journalism. However, Section 230 continues to shield big tech from a tsunami of lawsuits, as our bought and paid for do-nothing Congress allows Google to quickly replace them with a one-world government. John Bound reporting.
Google will conquer the United States. It'll do more than that if we don't stop them. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, there are two false narratives being put in the press today. And the Republicans, like Rand Paul, are not doing it on purpose, but he is a medical doctor. And I know he pushed the shot at first with Trump, so he's being like Trump. Trump's gone further now, saying we should investigate, the shots may be bad. He said that a few days ago on a show. I meant to get to it. We'll play that this hour, like a three-minute clip. But there's a narrative that everything's fine and nobody's dying and there is no COVID and it's just the flu, it's just a cold, and there is no virus. So you basically heard that talk. And then on the other side, it's, oh my gosh, it's terrible, and we need masking for everybody. And the president's going to wear a mask, and here it is. Schools across America bring back COVID masks in classrooms amid rise in infections. Colleges are saying you got to have the new, quote, booster. You can't go. Yes, as we told you 2.5 weeks ago, they're rolling it out in mid-September. It's just begun, and you know they're not going to change course. So by the 15th, I expect they'll go ahead and say, okay, TSA workers got to wear masks. Unless they change course. And in my experience, they don't. But at least we're not caught unaware. So in between those two stories is nothing's going on. Or it's the end of the world. COVID's back. And the truth is not in between. It's a totally different subject. I read hundreds of articles a day. I scan 300-400 more. I watch 50 and 100 videos a day. I interview all the experts that we can get on. I know you're tuned in. You're informed as well. I'm just saying there's a lot of knowledge here, and it's hard to condense it. We're going to be talking about it the next few hours and taking calls with our special guests. But what I'm trying to get at here is I know when I got COVID, it wasn't that I'd been hyped up and pre-programmed that this was bad. When I got Delta 2+ years ago, it almost killed Rob Dude, almost died, our news director, almost killed my dad, and I felt like a gorilla was sitting on my chest for a week. And if I wouldn't have had the Midestadine and the other things, I mean, my wife is healthy as a horse. She got it after me, and she's like, I got to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. I said, baby, just take the Budesonide, take the ivermectin. And she was like, oh, gosh, yeah, it feels a lot better. But when she got sick, she was 40-something years old. And she'd been around. And she's like, I've never felt anything like this. I can't breathe. Because it has that constricting. You've never had asthma. I've never experienced asthma. I'm told that's what asthma's like. I mean, it's like an asthma attack. So, yeah, it's real, okay? Yeah, there's a cooked up virus. Yeah, they inject this with something that creates prions that slough, that I just showed you Pentagon videos in 2017 saying, we'll release this. It'll cause strokes, heart attacks. They'll think it's a virus, but it's really a self-replicating nanotech we've developed. And then we have EcoHealth Alliance in 2017 approaching Trump saying, we're going to release it in China to, quote, study it. And the Pentagon said, are you crazy? That's biological warfare. That's World War III. Just like Biden said, sending Abrams tanks or F-16s to Ukraine is World War III. But now they're doing it. So, I've had Edward Dowd on. I've had the statisticians on. They've had the congressional hearings. The deaths in 2020 were nothing. It was hype. It was mainly flu. Then the vaccine comes in. It starts replicating. It starts shedding. That's what it was doing. Then people get prion infections. And it was 100% real. And the death numbers don't go up in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. They're going straight up. And it's the vaccinated that are mainly doing it, but they're also shedding. I can see it. I have the studies. I have the reports. We have the information. So you need to get fortified. You need to get healthy. You need to get ready. Because whatever they've fandangled, whatever they've set up, whatever mutation they know is going to be in this shot that rolls out in 8 days, I predict when they start giving the shot, just like last time, all hell's going to break loose. And how many women, millions of them went online and said, my boyfriend got the shot, and now I have periods twice a month or three times a month or no periods at all. 80-year-old women are having periods 20 years after menopause. 30 years after, and we have studies out of University of Colorado, Zurich, Switzerland, all of them, that it is shedding. So they're about to release their bomb. They're about to release their weapon. And all hell's about to break loose. And that's why they'll have the backdrop of the new lockdowns, is because they're going to do it all over again. And we've shown you the graph, pull it up again, that showed in Israel and in Morocco and in the UK and in Australia and in Canada, right when the shots come in, here's the level of illness, hospitalization, death, and it goes boom every time, boom every time, boom every time. And the studies are there. It's mainly the vaccinated that are getting sick, hospitalized, and dying, but then they also are hitting us. Shedding is confirmed. Moderna and Pfizer admit it. They make us the engines. They don't need drones to deliver this or a beetle to deliver the bioweapon like the Pentagon said, or a mosquito, which Gates is doing. They're doing it through our bodies. So get ready. And I've had all the experts on. I'm not a PhD or medical doctor, virologist, or epidemiologist, but I've had them all on. I've got the studies. I've got the reports. You know, there's William Shakespeare, not the original, but named after him. Took the shot, dead a week later. Hank Aaron, the list goes on and on. All the heart attacks, myocarditis, exploding. Now, headlines. Oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. It's the new normal. Oh, COVID did it. Yeah, COVID's causing heart attacks later. All right, she's going to be with us for an hour and a half or 2 hours if she can do it. I appreciate her coming on, Dr. Stella Emanuel. She is famous, of course, for leading the charge for therapeutics and being demonized and attacked for it with the press conferences in D.C. She's a fellow Texan, lives here in Texas, drstellamd.com. She's an MD, successful physician, has treated hundreds of thousands of people through telemedicine. Thank God Trump got that law passed. And, of course, tens of thousands herself personally. So we're going to talk about the current developments, the current news, how we prepare for this, what we do. Because the Rand Pauls are on TV saying, oh, this is all hype. Everything's fine. No, 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 Rand Paul. You pushed it. At least Trump's backing off now. It's going straight up. And that's the big thing. They said, the CDC said last week, I guess Monday, we'll pull up the headline. They said, if you've had the so-called COVID vaccines, you're more susceptible to the new variant. They're saying, if you've had shots before, It's erased your immune system. You need more. Remember what that Pfizer chief scientist, we played the clip over and over again? Him saying, oh, in our test we did, we found you have almost no antibodies after your third shot. You'll need continued shots. So this is a plan, people, and we're walking into it right now. So just like I told you 2.5 weeks ago, they were going to roll this out, starting with hysteria and masks, and it's here. I'm telling you that when these people get injected in 8 days, it usually takes, in all the graphs, 2 weeks for it to replicate and start shedding, and all hell's going to break loose. I want to play a clip of her and then go to her. But here we are 3 years ago plus in the middle of the so-called pandemic. Dr. Stella Emanuel being censored, being attacked, being blocked. Simply trying with a bunch of other doctors to say, we have treatments, we have therapeutics, which they've all been vindicated. Remember, they were censored by big tech. They were banned. They were blocked. They were attacked. People called for their arrest. The government went after some of them. Clinics got raided. They're giving people vitamin C or vitamin D. That's evil. That's cold-blooded. But they want us to forget that we were the ones that were right. And they were the ones that are wrong. And now we got to not just say we were right and warn people and get people ready.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board, or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazis, the good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you do not speak up. If they come after me, they threaten me. I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the boards. I say, you know what, I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the boards. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say it, that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, and now the federal courts have ruled. They've all ruled ivermectin, all of it works. They suppressed it. They lied. They murdered people following a WEF UN directive. And the ADL, talking about Jews getting killed by Hitler, worked to censor with their systems people talking about alternative treatments. So we're literally talking about what happened in Nazi Germany. Dr. Stella Emanuel, I appreciate you joining us. I'm sorry I got times messed up with you. I was up to like 2 in the morning last night. I hope you can do the whole next hour with us. I want to do a big introduction because you've been the tip of the spear, totally vindicated. And if you can stay with us in the next hour, we will take phone calls and medical questions for folks. We have a lot of requests for that. But thank you so much. It's now official. They're trying a new rollout. You contacted me over a month ago before the whistleblower and said, listen, I'm seeing a lot of new cases. It's happening. Again, we know where it's coming from. We're going to get into so many big subjects here with you today. I've got a whole list of them that we're going to be talking about. People are asking about Marburg, lockdowns, mass preparedness, your prayer camp, COVID coming back, CBDC, Mark of the Beast. And people can go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com. And with promo code Alex, they get a big discount on telemedicine. They get a discount on the great supplements, and people can get ready. So, yeah, we're going to fund ourselves, fund you, save lives, a win-win situation. DrStellaMD.com. We'll talk more about that as well. But wow, looking back 3+ years ago, I know it's bittersweet. You saved a lot of people. How many patients have you and your team treated now? There was 300 back then.
We've probably seen over 120,000 patients and counting. And of course, we've taken care of that many patients, but of course we reached out because at some point we just sent out our protocols to different doctors and everything all over the world. So we don't know the level, but we know that at least on record, we've probably taken care of over 120,000 patients. And we're still taking care of a lot of patients here today. And I tell the American people, COVID is treatable, COVID is preventable. There's no need for people to get scared. And do not say, you know, like you said earlier, don't say that it doesn't exist. We know that they've not really been able to isolate exactly what we're dealing with, but we know it's causing sickness and disease. And we know that non-specific antivirals like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. We also know how to treat respiratory illnesses. We know how to treat people that are in respiratory distress that can't breathe with budesonide and albuterol breathing treatments. We know how to take care of patients when they can't smell and they're not eating and they need some IV fluids. We know how to do that. So This is the first time in medicine they are telling people just go home. You know, I know you can't breathe, but just go home and wait. Or I know you're dehydrated, but I'm not going to give you IV fluids. Go home and take some Tylenol. It is atrocities beyond what we can even think. But I tell the American people, it's good to be prepared, to be ready. That is why, I think that's why God moved me to Texas, because I'm sure if I'd been in Louisiana, I don't think that I'll still be practicing, but God moved us to Texas where there's a little bit of freedom and kept people in the Texas Senate that really protected the doctors and allowed us to practice medicine like we see fit. So I tell the American people, we have the telehealth services. Right now, don't wait till the thing gets to your house. Don't wait till you can't breathe. I'm telling you, people call me. Even last night, somebody was calling me, oh, they have COVID, they're in the hospital. I can't help people when it's already too late. The best time to treat COVID is when it's early. So if you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, I've been screaming from the roof.
That's right. Because these things, when I've read, don't hurt you. My personal medical doctor says ivermectin is therapeutically good to take a few times a year anyways to cleanse yourself from all sorts of things. The minute you feel like you have a cold, sore throat, sniffles, sinus infection, the minute you start getting sick, you got to take it then. They knew that. That's why they would turn people away and say, come back. When you can't breathe, then they'd ventilate them and get $53,000 for murdering them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so COVID is treated early, and if you have the medication at home, I trained in West Africa, in Nigeria. I'm from Cameroon originally, but I trained in West Africa, where we were used to taking care of malaria. And we grew up taking Sunday medicine for malaria. But the reason why COVID did not really seep into West Africa and did not really affect people in West Africa is because they have anti-malarials over the counter. And the mindset back home is if somebody gets a cold, get a fever, they go over the counter, they buy malaria medicine, they take it, it knocks the COVID out. So that is why COVID did not really cause the kind of disruption it did out here in sub-Saharan Africa. So that's why I tell people, go on our website, drstellamd.com. Make an appointment, make a telehealth appointment. We're going to look at your medical records. We're going to look at your allergies. We're going to look at your weight and everything. And we're going to prescribe the medication. And then we're going to send it to our mom and pop pharmacist that will ship it to you. Most mainstream pharmacists will not fill hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Till today, they will not do it. So we have been lucky enough to be able to call like mom and pop.
That's right. And in my view, before there's a big run, people need to get ready. Do you agree with me? Because I've seen the studies, I've seen the reports, that it's the shedding, and right after people take the shots, that's when you see the explosions, not just in illnesses of those that took the shots, but then those around them. And so I'm expecting, what do you think of my breakdown, that once this new booster rolls out in 8 days, we're going to see all hell break loose?
Oh, yes. Shedding is a real phenomenon. A lot of people are like, shedding did not just start. Remember, Alex, when they would tell people that take the chickenpox shots not to hang around pregnant women because they can shed on them? Or they'll tell you that if you took the live MMR vaccine, don't hang around people that have like low immunity or like cancer patients because it can actually affect them. Because shedding is a real scientific phenomenon. That is why they did that. And a lot of people are being shedded upon right now. And shedding is real. And people are getting sick and people are complaining. You see people that the husband took the shot and now the wife is getting recurring colds and everything. I put my patients that have family members that they are close to that are shedding on them. I put them weekly hydroxychloroquine or weekly ivermectin. And I tell them to take vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to keep themselves safe. So yes, shedding is real.
I know a lot of medical doctors, top people, including my doctor and my nurse practitioner, and they said every doctor they know is taking ivermectin twice a week. And you were saying Sunday, people that don't know, I looked it up. Africa had the lowest infection rate of COVID, the lowest death rate. Only 6% took the shots. And Africa, out of any country, basically it didn't exist there. So explain what. And I know Indians do it, too. They all know about ivermectin. They know about hydroxychloroquine. We're going to go to break. We're going to explain this when we come back. Why did Africa not get hit? What did they know? What have they been through? That's where Dr. Stella Emanuel was trained. She's also here in the United States, and she's experienced it. This is really life-saving information. Stay with us. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Memory Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Can type it in for themselves. Came out last Friday. Got buried. CDC says you need to take the new COVID booster, the gene therapy, if you had the previous shots, because if you have the previous shots, you're more susceptible. Then they put fact checks on it as if that means it's not true, and the fact check said, well, yes, it does mean that. So that's a big deal. Here's the guy that headed up the British, even though he's American, program. 3 years ago, with Pfizer and Moderna, admitting that it was going to erase your immune system. So from history's vault, here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So, we played these clips yesterday, but let's play a clip for Dr. Stella Emanuel. I want to respond to that last clip, because it's now been announced by the CDC. Oh, if you had the shot, you're more susceptible now, need the shot again. I mean, what an amazing statement that got almost no news coverage. BA.2-86 may have more capable of causing infection in people who were previously had COVID-19 or have received COVID-19 vaccine. Wow, and that's a lie. Oh, if you've had it, you're more susceptible. That's not how it works with real immunity. But that's from the CDC's own website. So we'll get her response to that. But here is the Pentagon and the director of operations for these Pentagon projects out of Georgetown, Dr. James Giordano, talking about colonizing you with nanotech. Here it is.
Oh, we heard earlier about the idea of nanoparticulate matter that can be utilized in a weaponizable way. And here, too, we're looking very, very strongly at what nanoparticulate matter can do to the nervous system. Some ongoing studies with our colleagues in the medical branches of NATO have, in fact, shown that the use of nanoparticulate matter in a scatter arrangement can be used to incur what looks to be broad-scale epidemiological stroke epidemics. So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain. And there's one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds. Demonstrated? Oh, absolutely. We're able to show animal models of same, and the Italian group has done a fair amount of work demonstrating that nanoparticulate matter can be highly disruptive, not only of brain vascularity, but brain function. You may not necessarily incur a stroke, but you're going to begin to disrupt the network properties of the brain, and as a result, engage something more of a long wars effect through the use of these types of matters, where you now begin to influence the population in increasingly concentric circles of expansion.
That's a lot to respond to, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Let's tackle the first clip, the second clip first, but respond to both, please.
Yeah, first, you know, the CDC says people that took the shot, they are more vulnerable to get COVID, so they should take another shot. So basically, they are telling a lot of these, I call them dumbos that are keep taking the shots, that, listen, you're going to have to be relying on shots. You're going to have to continue taking the shots in order to survive. Because, of course, when they take the shots, it destroys the natural immunity. And when it destroys your immune system, then you're going to have to keep taking the shots. And the issue is, as you continue to take the shots, it increases the ability for you to get strokes. It increases the ability for your, it causes more inflammation in the endothelium of your blood vessels, increases more myocarditis. And they found out that they've actually done studies and they found out that more of the people that are getting the sudden death are people that have been taking two shots and boosters. The more boosters you take, the more vulnerable you become. So I don't even understand how people can continue to fall for this. But that's what is happening.
And is that why they call it? Is that why they call it VAIDS, vaccine induced autoimmune deficiency disorder?
Yeah, they have. You know, that the vaccine autoimmune disorder is very. It's actually it's a real thing.
Oh, let me tell you, I worked for a large animal vet and a small animal vet. That was the jobs I had in junior high and high school. And they would quietly tell their patients, you know, who owned the cats and dogs, don't give your cats every year, like they say, because they would give them a form of AIDS. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. You know, antibody-dependent enhanced, the antibody-dependent immune, antibody-dependent enhanced immunity, like kind of like
syndrome,
just knocking out your body. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to tell the American people and people that are taking these vaccines to wake up and stop and start trying to repair your immunity, okay, like with supplements or whatever, natokinase or whatever, try to repair your immunity. But there's something that I think is even more deeper and more sinister. It looks like those that have taken the vaccine are kind of programmed. I don't know whether it's a fear programming or the way they are programmed that they always want to run off and go take more. You see, the clip that you showed from the Pentagon, we actually had another guy, he's called Charles Morgan, that did a lecture at West Point that was talking how they're going to be able to program something to go into your brain or program that can tell you, that can pick up a person to program you while you sleep. So they've been planning this stuff, and they are not hiding it. The only thing is that they are hiding the information from people. If you were to put this on YouTube or on Facebook, they'll block it, but they don't want the masses to...
Well, that's right. The mad scientists, that's what this group at the Pentagon is called, they call themselves that. They talk up here, and then we talk about it. We're not allowed to talk about it because they're the adults. They're just killing us. It's, you know, it's loving. It's liberal. And so you're absolutely right. He goes on to say, we're going to spray it with drones on you, and we're going to give it to you via insects we're going to infect. And then now Bill Gates is flying around in Florida and Texas with literal black helicopters, we'll show the video, spraying millions of mosquitoes on people.
This is serious. This is like unlimited warfare against humanity. That is why, at the end of the day, Alex, when you look at everything going on and the level of warfare that we're against, they're even trying to put nanotechnology right now, mRNA, in they want to grow it in our vegetables, they want to inject it in our cows, they want to spray it, because the bottom line is they want every one of us genetically corrupted with this nanotechnology. Those whose immune system will fight it, they will end up dying, and then the rest of us will remain just like some kind of human cyborg. That is why I do believe that we're at the end times, and God is going to come and stop this before everybody is destroyed. So we need to be prepared. Everybody needs to be prepared. Spiritually prepared, physically prepared, medically prepared. Stock up medicine in your medicine cabinet. You know, make sure you grow your own food. Make sure you come out of the big cities and see whether you can get farms and communities where you can be able to protect each other, because the warfare is going to be severe. They're continuing it. They are not stopping. They backed up a little bit because people fought back, and they are coming again. And we need to learn about this warfare and learn to fight back and say no. Because if people start saying, look at the truckers in Canada, they came out and they scream, and then that affected everywhere. Everybody said, okay, good, let's stop before the truckers come out to scream. So we have to stand up against this tyranny. But one of the things that I tell people that is, do not stand and then you can't breathe. So that is one thing that I'm screaming from the rooftop. Get hydroxychloroquine, get ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get it now. Get it today. Don't wait till they've sprayed. Even people that are vaccinated, we ask them to take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to protect themselves.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
But zinc cannot enter into the cell. That is one of the ways that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine works. There's another over-the-counter medicine that you can use or a supplement. It's called quercetin. Quercetin opens zinc channels and allows zinc to go into the cell so that it can kill the virus. We have put vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in the right proportions in our supplement that we call CoviVites. It's $39. You have it, and then you can. That is what I would advise people to take on a daily basis. I mean, you can buy it over the counter, but you have to make sure that you take the right amount of zinc. If you take too much zinc, it can cause anemia, and it can cause copper deficiency. So we put it together so that you can take it, and that can be what you can take on a daily basis. We even have vitamins that we have elderberry and everything. For children, for people that are worried about children. Even though I would tell people don't be worried about children, children don't really get any serious COVID, you know.
But who knows what this new injection and shedding is going to do. It's real simple. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I do this myself. I stockpile it. I give people stuff all the time. And I've gotten stuff from you. I've gotten stuff from Dr. Peter McCullough. I've bought stuff from India. We just handing out, helping people. I mean, it's insane. People need to get ready now. Plus, it helps what you're doing. It helps what we're doing. It's a win-win. It's very simple. Everybody's got a fire extinguisher. Everybody's got a flashlight. Most people got a gun. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, as important as having a gun or water filters or storable food, it is more important with what's coming up and going on to have these things. Because whether it was a budesonide inhaler, They were trying to charge thousands of dollars to get those 2 years ago. All this stuff, people were gouging. You're not doing that. People need to go to DrStellaMD.com, promo code Alex, get a discount. They need to do it. So expanding on this, you called me a month ago a bunch, and you don't normally hound me to get on the show. You're like, hey, COVID's back. I've seen a lot of patients. It's real. We're going to try to roll it out. Dale Bigtree, I didn't know the same day, 2.5 weeks ago, that I broke my whistleblower. He had his big investigative reporter saying, we're told it's coming back. So attorney Tom Renz, incredible guy at organizing whistleblowers and lawsuits, he confirmed with 15 federal sources that they won't give them memos. They don't want the details because then we know it's set up. But they're telling them it's coming back and coming back in the middle of this month. So we already see the massive rollout of propaganda. I'm not going to go through it all, but concerts being canceled, football games being canceled, schools being closed, people saying you got to take the shot, vaccine mandates. It's spreading. Talk show hosts wearing masks on air when they're at home by themselves. Whoopi Goldberg today on The View. So they're doing the Kabuki theater again, but not because nothing's going to happen. They know when the new, quote, booster, God knows. Because, you know, they won't tell you what's in them. It's a white piece of paper that comes with a shot. Any other drug, you get prescription. Mm-hmm. As you know, doctor, explain that people, has that big, that piece of paper you fold out. It's like Bible paper, super thin. And it's this big, giant sheet in small print, kind of a magnifying glass. It tells you the studies, the treatments, the side effects, what it does, who made it, the history, the approval, the law. This is just a white piece of paper. God knows what they're about to put in this, quote, new special shot they've got for us. What are your views on that?
You know, I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the emergency room. And if we any vaccine that we have like a whole slew of side effects, and you have to tell the parents a lot of side effects and get the parents to sign up consent and everything. But the COVID vaccine, basically, like I say, it's a blank sheet. So we don't know what's in it. But if you go and read on the CDC, FDA, CDC, they actually have all the side effects. You know, all these issues about, you know, pericarditis and all that stuff. They have it there. It's just that they know that you're not going to go look for it. I don't know what they are trying to bring back this month. But I know for a certain that the agenda is actually depopulation and control. I said this over and over, that now the devil has decided to use science and technology to destroy humanity. But we have to be ready. We cannot just sit down and wait for them to come after you, and then when they are standing on you, then you don't know what to do. Alex, I sent out a tweet in July 31st. That is when I sent out that tweet. I said, COVID is back. I don't know why, because it should not be a virus of the summer. When I said that in July 31st, before I even called you, it's on my Twitter feed, and everybody's like, oh, come on, Dr. Stella, you're fear-mongering. I said, no, we're getting reports. And, you know, I like sometimes to go read all the things on CDC and everything, NIH. I said, we're getting reports that COVID is coming back. So when we put that, and people are like, okay, no, we're just going to wait, you know, please don't wait. Go on our website, get hyped. If you can, you can fly to India, you can go to Mexico, you can go wherever and get it. If your doctor can prescribe it for you, please do. But if you do not have any of those sources, go to drstellamd.com, make an appointment. We have something we call the COVID Complete Pack, where we have budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack in a pack with a handheld nebulizer that you can use to take your breathing treatment. And if they take electricity, you can charge it with a power bank. So we have this COVID Complete Pack, and that pack has everything you will need if you get sick. I admonish you, get it for yourself, get it for your children, get it for your family. You see, Alex, I'm a physician, and I have nurse practitioners, nurses and everything, RNs that work with us and everything. You know, what we charge, and I'm going to say, for telehealth, is $150. Including all the lawsuits that we have to defend, all the boards that we have to fight, the attorneys that we have to keep doing what we're doing. So we don't charge that much because, I mean, regular, I could be gouging people. We don't do that. And then our pharmacists.
Absolutely. Some pharmacies were charging $2,000 for a nebulizer. They were charging $500 for ivermectin 2 years ago. You weren't doing that.
Can you imagine? You know, we don't do that. One of the things that we do is that, like, if a nebulizer, our nebulizer, everything, pharmacy, we have to get the pharmacist and say, listen, this is what you're going to charge our patients. We're not going to, I know this is how much ivermectin costs, this is how much hydroxychloroquine costs, And this is the amount that we're going to pay you. So we have to do a price control with the pharmacies so that they can be able to help the American people. That is why our prices are not like crazy, but you can get everything you need, including a nebulizer, everything
you
need.
But you made a key point. They are coming after the licenses and taking them of people like you. You're fighting. That's why this is a war, folks,
yeah.
and that's why it's a win-win. It keeps us on air. It gets people ready. I am stockpiled to the gills. My office is stockpiled of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide. And, you know, one of my crew, was sick. And I said, hey, just, you know, use this. And boom, it is so amazing. So I want to shift gears. I want to open the phones up for anybody out there listening that wants to talk to a medical doctor that was right 3+ years ago at the press conferences that said we can save lives, they're suppressing this, she's been vindicated, she's been proven right, and now they're back again. And folks, they're not just going to try to roll out a new COVID lockdown without some fear. It's going to be the new shot, the shedding, get ready. I'm actually really pissed off. I killed some of my friends, hurt my family. I am mega pissed about this. In fact, it gets me right up to the edge. So the best thing we can do is just warn everybody and get ready. So we're going to open the phones up. Next hour, Dr. Stella Emanuel. We're not talking about the war in Russia. We're not talking about the open border. We already covered that. That's important. We're talking to people for their questions for Dr. Stella Emanuel or your stories about what therapeutics have done for you or didn't do for you or anything COVID. What's happening with your loved ones? You're a medical worker. This is our time. And we're going to go to you quickly. Bam, bam, bam. Get a quick comment from her and move to the next person. So the toll-free number to join us on this live Thursday, September 7th broadcast is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, Alex, 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking your phone calls when we come back. Dr. Stella Emanuel, take a break. I'm going to air some promo reports and things for the next 5 minutes that are important we need to get to, and then we're going to come back to you, and I'm going to get more of the DARPA garbage here as well. But folks, it's very simple. There's a whole class of prions. They're protein crystals. It's very clear that British intelligence was involved in the mad cow garbage. They're obsessed with this. They can colonize you with a whole families of prion crystals. And the HIV delivery system is a prion replicatable weapon. And I have the Pentagon admitting this and being approached to release it on us. I have London Telegraph. I have it all. So we figured out what it is. They're bombing us with sprays that get into the public and make them sick and that replicate them. But most bodies fight it off. The shot, depending on what study you look at, is dozens of times, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna. Moderna is the same shot, just 3 times, 4 times stronger, depending on the dose. So they're bombing us with this, and they're back. And so we need to talk about medicinally or therapeutically or preemptively what we need to get ready. Because believe me, I'm getting ready. I'm not going to – I mean, I got my dad here this morning. I had him come to the office. He's here every once in a while. And I'm like literally shoving pills in his mouth, DNA Force and ivermectin. And I've got my wife doing it, and I'm doing it because I'm not going to sit here and put up with this. I'm not going to go down without a fight. And God gave us tools to defend ourselves and great leaders like Dr. Stella Emanuel to warn us and raise the alarm. She's a real Paul Revere. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.